Please remain seated for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, beginning with verse 24. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed seeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not know, or did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is in the world, and the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear.'" This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to have any other gods besides you. The words of the prophet Isaiah, "There is no rock. I know not any." The words we sang about in the hymn of the day, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee." Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for meditation today is taken from the Old Testament lesson, the words of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 44. With special attention, the following verse: "Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, there is no rock besides me. What a powerful statement on this Sunday morning as we once again worship the Lord Jesus Christ and meditate on the Word of God. Yes, the Lord says to each and every one of us here this morning, besides me, there is no rock. As a matter of fact, the Lord God wanted to make sure that the people of Israel knew and believed that there is only one true God. The words of the prophet in the Old Testament lesson for today: "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God." As a matter of fact, the prophet Isaiah says in the preceding chapter, chapter 43, verse 10, "Before me no other God was formed, nor will there be one after me." The Lord God even challenges anyone through the prophet Isaiah with two very important questions. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Is there a God besides me? And the Lord answers his own question through the prophet Isaiah saying, "There is no rock, I know not any." Yes, there is no other God like him. And the God of the Bible is very adamant about it. No ifs, no ands, and no buts. "Before me no other God was formed, nor will there be one after me." Remember the first commandment, which we all memorized a long time ago? "You shall have no other gods before me." And then the explanation given to Dr. Martin Luther's Small Catechism, "God forbids us to have other gods instead of him or beside him." The prophet Isaiah even goes further and says, "I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." And for those who worship other graven images or other gods, they do not obey the Lord God, but fall into the temptation of idolatry. And you all know what idolatry is. And the best example we have in the Bible of idolatry is in the book of Exodus, chapter 32. When the people of Israel became impatient with Moses as he was up at the top of Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments from God, they just couldn't wait. They were impatient. Even though, remember, Moses delivered them from the bondage and slavery of Egypt, they just couldn't wait a little bit longer, but that didn't really matter. So they pressured his brother Aaron, saying, "Aaron, come make us gods that will go before us." And how did Aaron respond to them? Anybody remember? He was afraid of them. And he gave in to their demands. And they built themselves a golden calf. So when God saw all of this happening, let me tell you, he was angry. He was very happy with them. He was very upset. Remember, the God of the Old Testament was a jealous God who demanded unconditional obedience and respect. So he told Moses, "Go down, because your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I, the Lord, commanded them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf." Yes, God was very angry. And he blamed Moses for it, saying, "Your people, Moses, remember? The ones you delivered from the bondage and slavery of Egypt, the ones you have brought out of Egypt, have been come corrupt. So take care of it." So Moses obeyed God. He went down the mountain. And when he got to the camp, he saw the calf and the people dancing. And he also got very angry with them. He got so angry that he threw the tablets out of his hands that the Lord God had given him, the Ten Commandments, breaking them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. And as a result of their disobedience, the Lord God punished them severely with a plague. And you know, that's also true today, isn't it? For those who don't fear, love, and trust in God above all things. The explanation given by Dr. Martin Luther is in the first commandment. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. First of all, Luther says that we should fear God, not be afraid of God, but show awe, honor, respect in the presence of God as we are doing this morning at the foot of the cross. In other words, not to be afraid of Him. The psalmist says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all inhabitants of the world stand in awe before God. Secondly, Luther says that we should love God. This is especially important and significant as God sent His one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place. And John 3:16 says it all, doesn't it? We all have memorized that, haven't we? How does it go? God so loved the world that He gave His one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus says in the first table of the law, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. And finally, Luther says that we should also trust in God above all things. The psalmist says in the Old Testament, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. King Solomon also wrote in the book of Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Yes, the first commandment of our Lord is very clear, isn't it? You shall have no other gods before me. We are to put God first in everything. Above all things, above all other gods that we see in the world today. As a matter of fact, we have several examples of that in the Old Testament. The first one is about the three men in the fiery furnace. Remember that story? They were thrown into it because they wouldn't bow to the king, even if it meant dying for it. Then we have Abraham, who loved God more than his own son Isaac, even if it meant sacrificing him. And last but not least, Daniel, who trusted in God when he was thrown into the lion's den, even if it meant dying for it. And that's what we are encouraged to do today as Christians, to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. As a matter of fact, when Jesus was tempted out in the wilderness of the desert, He finally told the devil, you shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve. And this is what King David said in the book of Psalms. After God delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies, and especially from the hand of Saul, the king of Israel. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. Now, what about us again? After we hear the Word of God. What about you and me? Are we any different than the people of Israel? And the answer is no. Just like the people of Israel. Think about it. We also have many times fallen into the temptation and sinned against God for worshiping graven images. Fame, success, prestige, money, and all the things you and I have accomplished in the world. We're all tempted to worship these graven images, even though we confess the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit to be our God. And yet God forgives us when we do that. And we've all done it. I'll be the first to confess. As we partake again of the body and blood of Jesus and the Holy Sacrament, He gives us His unconditional love and forgiveness through Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we fear, love, and trust in God above all things and acknowledge Him, believe in Him, and accept Him to be the God of our salvation. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to Thee. Only Thou art holy. There is none beside Thee. The words we have on the cover of our bulletin today, which is part of our text, is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any. God bless you, bless all of us as we worship, praise the only true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.